Director Paul Verhoeven hasn't made a film in his native Holland since his 1983 thriller The Fourth Man, which led to a long and lucrative Hollywood career making action, suspense, and sci-fi movies. His new film Black Book returns to the setting of his 1977 film Soldier of Orange, which focused on the Dutch resistance in World War II and those who betrayed it. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
After the Dutch director Paul Verhoeven conquered Hollywood with the sardonic splatterfest RoboCop and the swank noir Basic Instinct and got down in the muck with the high camp Showgirls, he returned to his native Holland to make Black Book. Verhoeven must have had surgery to get his tongue detached from his cheek. The movie is old-fashioned in a way that's thrilling. It's a great piece of storytelling, a cloak-and-dagger picture that's lush and romantic, with just enough Verhoeven-esque cynicism, at least until the last act, to give it an edge. The movie is set in Holland under Nazi occupation. Its heroine, a young Jewish woman played by Carice van Houten. Her name is Rachel, but it's changed to Ellis when she ends up working for the Dutch resistance after her family is betrayed to the Nazis. She dyes her hair blonde and goes undercover at Gestapo headquarters. And there she sleeps with the head man, Muntz, played by Sebastian Koch, the conscience-ridden playwright from The Lives of Others. Now, the vast majority of filmmakers drop to their knees whenever Nazis and Jews show up in the same movie. But Verhoeven doesn't let the Holocaust paralyze him with solemnity. Through Rachel's eyes, we see the German occupation of the Netherlands in a way that turns our standard perceptions topsy-turvy. The Dutch who risk their lives to hide Jews sometimes betray them to save their non-Jewish countrymen. Resistance fighters make secret deals with Germans. The resistance is still lionized in Holland, where Black Book has caused an outcry. But to my mind, the ambivalent portraits make these saviors seem more complicated and more human. We also see that the Gestapo knows how to throw swell parties. Black Book peaks when Rachel, who has a gorgeous voice, finds herself singing a bawdy song accompanied by the piano stylings of the Nazi who ordered her family shot. The scene is frightening, glamorous, exhilarating, disgusting. As Rachel's resistance lover, played by Hans Ackermans, watches her come and go from Muntz's bed, Black Book recalls Hitchcock's emotionally labyrinthine double-agent melodrama Notorious. And then it goes in unexpected directions. Most of Verhoeven's movies show women getting far by using their feminine wiles and hot bods, and critics are divided on whether this is sexism or a very bitter realism. I think it's a bit of both. But I respect Verhoeven for calling the question in his work so bluntly. Now, before I yell, auteur, auteur, it's important to say that in the last 20 minutes or so, the director's trademark cynicism swamps the picture to the point of absurdity. The indignities Rachel suffers are like something out of the horror film Carrie, and there are so many crosses and double crosses that I gave up trying to diagram the conspiracy. We know there were moral upheavals in the first months of the post-war era. Mobs assaulted and strung up collaborators. The American military coddled some Nazis in anticipation of the next war with the Soviets. But something is kerflooey in a movie where you root for the Jewish girl to run away with the nice Gestapo fella. Even these cavils are testament to Black Book's marvelous storytelling, linear but with killer curves. Which brings me to Carice van Houten, with her soft, heart-shaped face and blue eyes. I don't mean to drool. I just think the movie wouldn't work if Verhoeven hadn't found an actress so naturally, ripely beautiful that it's unthinkable she wouldn't use the weapon she has. And in the world of Black Book, pay a terrible price.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.